This is Annie, the Lightning River Queen. I am in studio here with a very special guest. We have Jackie Green and his band. They are going to be playing some songs for us and talking to us about their what everything that's been going on with them. How are you doing, Jackie?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, too. I have got with you, Mr. Shannon and Mr. Nathan as well. How y'all doing?
Doing good. How about you?
Doing great. Thank you. So we are going to be starting out with a couple questions here, and let's start with let's just talk about your new music. What do you guys have going on?
Well, there's a whole new band, and our MD, musical director right here, Mr. Shannon Sanders, straight from Nashville, Tennessee, helped us put together a really, really great band. We got a horn section, percussion player. It's a real big sound, so we're sort of debuting that tonight at the Cowan. Hopefully y'all can come out. It's a bigger, funkier, I call it a more muscular, we're more like a football team now.
Awesome.
You know, so.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's awesome. I'm looking forward to hearing that. Because you guys have like a little bit of a, obviously you were in the Black Crowes for a long time.
True, yeah.
You've had a long sort of history of music. I read mm-hmm. that you started.
Are you calling me old? Wait a minute.
Well, not, let's, shall we say.
That's okay, that's all right.
I'm calling you experienced.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Yeah. All we right. got Jackie Green here in the studio. He's experienced. I know I'm going to go way, way back.
Wait a minute now. How far back?
Well, I believe you started in your garage.
Yeah, well, garages, I like garages. Yeah. I'm still in the garage. My wife puts me in the garage all the time. She
is
does.
That, is
she
that
says,
a good
get
thing?
To the get out to the garage.
Yeah. Well, I assume you're doing music out there.
I do music out there. I build stuff out of wood out there. It's all, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you make?
Bad things that are horribly made shelves.
Shelves? Do they go in your house?
They sort of, if they fit. I try and make custom shaped things, and I fail miserably, but I love to do it.
So do you have an Etsy shop? Like, can we find some of your wares
not.
Online?
Absolutely not. No way. Not a chance. No way.
Shelves
no
in the van? Anything
you,
like that?
No one would actually buy anything that I make, but I like to make it nonetheless.
Well, do you have anything up online, on Twitter? Anything we can see?
But as far, yeah, I built some record shelves. You know, stuff that you need around the house. I just like doing that kind of thing.
You know what?
Tell you what I did build. I built a pitcher's mound two by eights.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. Do you find it to be like meditative to do that kind of thing? Get your head out of music
Absolutely.
And head out of your everything
yeah.
else that's going on. You can kind
Absolutely.
Of just be like,
I mean, I think
all
it's
that
always,
matters right now is that I measured this board correctly.
Well, yeah, I think it's always advisable for musicians to go and play with power tools in the garage.
I yeah, right. Because you don't need your fingers or anything like that.
What do you need those for?
Yeah. I got a baseball sign. What's going on with baseball?
Oh,
with
I
you?
Love baseball. I play on a men's league in
you
Sacramento.
You do?
Did, yeah,
man
season.
Of many talents.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think we went like 1-for-10.
You know what? That's not bad. You got to win. You got one in
we
the W
We did better
w
than
column.
The Orioles did, I think, maybe this year.
What position do you play?
Middle infield.
Oh, right on. So getting everything back in as quickly as
I
you can.
I love baseball. I've always loved baseball.
Well,
my favorite player is Mookie Betts. He's from Nashville.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Well, I think your whole band is from Nashville,
They're
I
all
hear.
From, well, except for Nathan and I. Nathan and I have been in
OG.
This band.
Nathan's OG
we're
over
both
there.
From, yeah, we're both from Sacramento.
Yeah.
We play guitars, and all the rest of the band's from Nashville.
Awesome. How's your tour been going so far?
Well, it's just starting.
Yeah.
So, great.
Yeah, great. Tonight at the Cowan.
Yeah.
And I saw you got a little run going out.
It's great.
Out,
yeah, we look sharp because it's the beginning of the
tour. You guys do look sharp. You guys don't see it on the radio, but these guys are looking, I mean, I can't tell you. There's a guy in a suit. We
well,
got a
Shannon.
Funky hat
Shannon
on.
Raises the bar for the... For the dress code,
I mean,
that's for
looking,
sure.
Looking
he's
sharp
a handsome
in
dude.
Here. Well, you can see the pictures online. We're going to post some photos online.
Oh my goodness! Just do Shannon. He looks good.
Well, you're going to play a song for us,
sure.
I think. Well, you're going to play a couple songs. The first one I think you're going to play is Tupelo. You want to tell us a little bit about this tune from your EP?
Yeah, this is from an EP called The Modern Lives Volume 1, which came out last year. We're about to release the Modern Lives Volume 2 in a couple weeks. I think in a week now. So this is a song off that first EP, and it's an EP that I made totally by myself in my basement in Brooklyn while I was living in Brooklyn. So it's like a down and dirty recording, you know, not a lot of bells and whistles, and that's it.
You got a banjo. You got some. Mm-hmm. You got a steel guitar. You got a
all the normal stuff.
All this normal stuff from a rock band, right? Well, we've got Jackie Green here in studio, live in the 1 RPM studio, Lightning 100. He's going to play a tune called Tupelo. Mm-hmm. Take it away, boys. Thank you, guys. Yeah. We have Jackie Green here live in the 1 RPM studio on Lightning 100. I don't know what you guys are doing, but I'm watching three good-looking guys with instruments sing right at me. So I can't complain. Pretty good Monday here in October. Is that song, have you been down to Tupelo, or is that song about anything in particular? Yeah. Like, what's your experience down there?
No, it wasn't bad. I just thought it was a good idea for a song. So
yeah, it's a fun word to say.
My imagination runs wild. I don't mean anybody any disrespect from Tupelo.
No, certainly not. But you've been all over the place. I mean, you've toured with, obviously, you were in the Black Crowes, did some touring with, what was the band called? It was WRG, Bob Weir, Chris Robinson, and Jackie
Phil
Green.
Phil Lesh and Friends. Still do a lot with that. Yeah, got a lot of things.
Do you have any places in America where you're just like, you wouldn't believe how awesome this place is? You
know, Nashville!
You've been all over the place. Well, you don't have to say that. Oh, you don't okay. have I to don't, cater to the crowd here.
Oh, okay.
But Nashville is awesome. You know,
no, it's
city,
awesome. It's grown quite a bit.
Any kind of surprises?
Bit,
or any
Nashville's surprising.
Really?
It's grown so much.
What have you eaten when you've been here so far,
what
Mr.
have we
Jackie
eaten?
Green? Anything good?
Jack's barbecue.
Yeah,
has a little barbecue.
Good.
That's good. We're Edley's fans here ourselves.
No, I eat a lot of good food. I mean, there's a lot of good food in a lot of places.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, are you a meat and three man?
I can be. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Went to what's the place we went to the other day?
You guys hit up
Arnold's,
Monell's yet?
Went to Arnold's the other day.
Yeah, Arnold's. Ooh, Arnold's is delicious. That's one of the places
they
where
had that. They had like hot chocolate pie or something like that.
Whoa.
Which wasn't that hot, but it was quite good.
Like marshmallows on top? Is that what they were doing?
I don't know
one?
What they did, but it was like a little spicy.
Yeah.
You know, like a little red chili in there maybe or something like that. And it was quite good. I expected it to be hotter, but it wasn't that hot.
That's awesome. So you're playing the Cowan tonight. That's
we
sort
are,
of a,
yeah.
a new venue.
It's
right new.
I don't know anything about it. What's
well,
it like?
Well, it's attached to Topgolf. Sounds like you're a sports guy.
I am.
Have you ever done Topgolf?
You know what? I have done
like
a Topgolf. There's a in Sacramento where we live. There's a Nate and I live. There's a Topgolf out there, and I took my four nephews and nieces all under the age of 10
wow
to a Topgolf.
Wow, really took one for the team there.
Took it yeah for the whole family.
Yeah.
and it was a nightmare going in.
Yeah.
But when we were done, it was like so much fun.
Oh, it's pretty self-contained in there though.
Yeah, it's actually
it's
pretty
like
fun,
you
know,
lose
like
kids
I,
too easily.
I went in kicking and screaming and then I like, you know, I was playing. I was like, this is actually kind of fun.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. The screens get a little bossy, though, right? If you like whiff
oh,
too often.
I don't go
by
that.
It'll tell you
I
you're just, doing a bad job.
No, when you're up, you just try and drive that ball as far as you can.
Right.
Because
yeah.
I don't actually play golf, man. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, I take my niece and nephew there, and it was like, if they just made contact at all, it was a win.
Yeah. It's actually pretty fun, you know. I don't know about the we'll see how the music thing goes in there, but
yeah,
you know, I don't know. I've never been there before, so hopefully we'll see you all out there.
Well, that's good. Well, tell us about the music. I mean, what are you going to play for us next?
We're going to do an older song from a few records ago.
Giving up the Ghost was the record.
Yeah, it's on that record. It's called I Don't Live in a Dream. It's a song that we've resurrected for this new band, which we put a little bit of a different spin on it. It's a little funkier. It's just a little different, but we figured we'd just do that one. It's a crowd favorite at our shows.
October is a good month to do resurrections. Get all spooky up in here.
Oh,
so.
My goodness. That's right. We
the show,
do a
the show,
show
is at tonight at 7 at the Cowan. So you guys, if you want to see some resurrection songs, it's going to be a great show. And Chris Jacobs is opening.
That's right.
Friend of yours?
Good friend of mine, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Tell us about what...
I've known
you,
him for,
you guys, is he with you the whole tour? Or
I don't think so. I think he's with us... I'm not certain. I think he's just this show.
Just this show, okay.
But I've known him for a couple of years now, and he's just a good dude, writes great songs, great singer, plays great guitar.
And he goes on at 8 tonight.
He goes on at 8,
yep.
Yeah.
And doors are at 7.
Doors at 7.
Okay, and what time are you guys going on after him? Probably
9:30 or so.
9:30, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you guys make sure to get your tickets to go to the Cowan tonight, 7 p.m. doors, 8 o'clock. Don't miss Chris Jacobs and... These guys, Jackie Green and band, are going to be on at 9:30. Can we hear that I Don't Live in a Dream
sure
song
can,
from you guys?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I Don't Live in a Dream, Jackie Green, live in the 1 RPM studio on Lightning 100.
Martinis in the afternoon.
That sounds so good. That is Jackie Green here at the 1 RPM studio live at Lightning 100. Sounds really good, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
So excited for your show tonight. That's going to be at the Cowan. They're going on at 9:30. Make sure to get there early for Chris Jacobs. Going on at 8. Doors are at 7. And thank you guys all
Absolutely.
For coming in.
Thanks for having
Shannon,
us.
Shannon, Nathan here. Shannon was in leadership music with our boss, Gary. So we're going to have him not tell us all about that. all the secrets, right? Shannon plays keys, and Nathan's going to be on steel guitar, I guess, tonight as well. All sorts of stuff. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in, and have a great show tonight.
Thanks
and have a wonderful tour.
We'll see you out there.
Thank you.